Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're talking money, specifically, where CSOs should be putting their AI security dollars in 2026. If you've been in budget meetings lately, you know AI security is the hot topic, but most organizations are investing reactively without a coherent strategy. Let's fix that. The 2026 AI security budget reality check. Let me be direct. If your 2026 security budget doesn't explicitly address AI-specific risks, you're already behind. Gartner projects that enterprise spending on AI security tools will reach $4.4 billion by 2027, representing a 42% compound annual growth rate. 1. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Most organizations are throwing money at AI security without a coherent strategy. The average enterprise now runs 187 AI models in production environments, up from just 43 in 2023-2. Each model represents a unique attack surface that traditional security controls weren't designed to protect. We're seeing prompt injection attacks, model poisoning incidents, and training data extraction breaches occurring weekly. Yet only 23% of organizations have dedicated AI security budgets. 3. The regulatory pressure is intensifying. The EU AI Act's risk-based compliance requirements became enforceable in 2025-4, and the SEC's AI disclosure requirements now mandate that public companies report material AI security incidents within 4 business days. 5. Noncompliance isn't just a fine. It's a career-ending board conversation. For CSOs, this creates a paradox. You need to secure systems that your own security teams barely understand, using tools that barely exist, against threats that evolve daily. The answer isn't to panic buy every AI security product on the market. It's to allocate strategically across 5 core investment areas that I'll outline in this piece. Here's my take on this. Most CSOs are investing in AI security reactively. The winners in 2026 will be those who build their budgets around threat likelihood and business impact, not vendor hype. Investment priority 1, AI model security and MLSecOps. Your first and largest allocation, I recommend 30 to 35% of your AI security budget, should go towards securing the models themselves. This means MLSecOps tooling, model vulnerability scanning, and adversarial testing infrastructure. The OWASP Top 10 for LLM applications identifies prompt injection as the number one risk, 6, yet fewer than 15% of organizations have automated scanning for this vulnerability class. Start with model inventory and classification. You cannot secure what you cannot see. Tools like Protect AI's Guardian and HiddenLayer's MLDR platform provide runtime protection and behavioral monitoring for deployed models. 7. Budget between $150,000 and $400,000 annually for enterprise licenses, depending on model count. Diagrams shown in the article, adversarial testing is non-negotiable. The MITRE ATLAS framework documents over 90 distinct attack techniques against AI systems. 8. Your red team needs AI-specific capabilities, which means either upskilling existing staff or engaging specialized firms. Plan for $200,000 to $500,000 annually for continuous adversarial assessments. The ROI argument for your board is straightforward. A single model compromise can expose customer data, corrupt business decisions, or enable fraud at scale. IBM's 2024 cost of a data breach report found that breaches involving AI systems cost an average of $5.2 million, 28% higher than traditional breaches. 9. Prevention is dramatically cheaper than remediation. Here's my take on this. If you're not spending at least 30% of your AI security budget on model security and MLSecOps, you're protecting the perimeter while leaving the crown jewels on the lawn. Investment priority 2. AI supply chain and third-party risk. Here's a statistic that should keep you awake. 73% of enterprise AI applications rely on open-source models or components, and 41% of those components have known vulnerabilities. 10. Your AI supply chain is likely a mess, and cleaning it up requires dedicated investment. I recommend 20 to 25% of your AI security allocation. The problem is that traditional software composition analysis tools don't understand ML artifacts. Model files, training datasets, and inference pipelines require specialized scanning. Solutions like Ender Labs and Schrog's ML-specific modules can identify poison weights, backdoored models, and vulnerable dependencies in your AI stack. 11. Third-party AI vendor risk is exploding. Every SaaS product now ships with AI features, and each one processes your data through models you don't control. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework provides excellent guidance for vendor assessment, 12, but implementing it requires tooling and headcount. Budget for AI-specific vendor risk assessment platforms like OneTrust's AI Governance Module, and plan for at least one FTE dedicated to AI vendor security reviews. The board conversation here connects to business continuity. When your customer service AI hallucinates because a compromised training dataset made it into production, that's not just a security incident. It's a brand crisis. When your financial forecasting model produces garbage because a malicious actor poisoned the supply chain, that's material misstatement territory under SOX. Here's my take on this. Your AI supply chain is probably your weakest link. Most breaches I've investigated this year traced back to a compromised model component that nobody knew existed. Investment priority 3, AI-specific detection and response. Traditional SIEM and SOAR platforms are essentially blind to AI-specific attacks. Prompt injection, model extraction, and adversarial inputs don't generate the same telemetry patterns as conventional attacks. You need specialized detection capabilities. Allocate 20% of your AI security budget here. The first investment is AI behavioral monitoring. Unlike traditional applications, AI systems exhibit non-deterministic behavior that makes anomaly detection challenging. Platforms like Robust Intelligence and Arize AI provide drift detection, output monitoring, and behavioral baselines that alert on potential attacks. 13. Expect to pay $100,000 to $300,000 annually for enterprise deployments. Diagram shown in the article, your SOC needs AI-specific runbooks. When an analyst sees unusual API patterns to your LLM endpoint, do they know whether that's a model extraction attempt? The MITRE ATLAS framework should be integrated into your detection engineering program. 8. Budget for training and tabletop exercises specific to AI attack scenarios. $50,000-$100,000 annually. Finally, invest in AI-enhanced security operations. This is where AI helps secure AI. Modern XDR platforms are incorporating LLM-based alert triage and investigation automation. Microsoft Security Copilot and Google's Chronicle AI demonstrate the potential. 14, but evaluate carefully. You're introducing new attack surfaces while trying to secure existing ones. Here's my take on this. Your SOC is probably watching for yesterday's threats while AI-specific attacks sail past. Detection engineering for AI attacks is a massive gap in most organizations. Investment priority 4, data protection and privacy controls. AI systems are data-hungry by design, which creates massive exposure risks. Training data, inference inputs, and model outputs all require protection that goes beyond traditional DLP. Allocate 15 to 20% of your AI security budget to data-centric controls. The primary concern is training data leakage. Research has demonstrated that large language models can memorize and regurgitate training data, including PII, credentials, and proprietary information. 15. Privacy-enhancing technologies like differential privacy, federated learning, and synthetic data generation are moving from research to production. Vendors like Gretel.ai and Mostly AI provide enterprise-ready solutions. 16. Input validation is equally critical. Every prompt submitted to your LLM is a potential data exfiltration vector or injection attack. Implement content filtering, PII detection, and semantic analysis on all AI inputs and outputs. Tools like Nightfall AI and Private AI specialize in this space. 17. For GDPR and CCPA compliance, you must be able to honor data subject rights across your AI systems. Can you delete a customer's data from your training sets? Can you explain how their data influenced a model's output? These aren't hypothetical requirements. Regulators are asking these questions now. 18. Budget for data lineage and provenance tooling that tracks data. through your entire ML pipeline. Here's my take on this. If you can't tell your legal team exactly what data trained your models, you're one regulator inquiry away from a very bad day. Building the business case, ROI metrics, and board communication. The hardest part of AI security budgeting isn't identifying where to invest. It's convincing the board to fund it. You need quantifiable metrics and business-aligned language. Let me give you the framework that works. First, anchor on incident cost avoidance. The Pohlman Institute found that organizations with AI security programs experienced 54% fewer AI-related incidents and 67% lower incident costs. 9. Calculate your expected annual loss exposure using your model inventory, data sensitivity classification, and threat likelihood assessments. Diagram shown in the article. Second, frame regulatory compliance as table stakes, not optional. EU AI Act penalties can reach 35 million euros or 7% of global revenue. 4. SEC disclosure requirements mean AI security failures become public information. These aren't IT problems, they're board-level governance issues. 3. Connect AI security to business enablement. Without proper security controls, your legal and compliance teams will block AI initiatives. Position your security investment as an accelerator that enables safe AI adoption, not a tax on innovation. The organizations that figure this out will out-innovate their competitors. Finally, present a phased implementation roadmap. Don't ask for everything at once. Start with model inventory and critical system protection in Q1, Q2. Expand to supply chain and detection in Q3, Q4, and mature into advanced capabilities in year 2. Show progress, demonstrate value, earn trust. Here's my take on this. Stop talking about threats to your board, they don't care. Talk about business enablement, regulatory compliance, and competitive advantage. That's the language that unlocks budgets. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Allocate 30 to 35% of AI security budget to MLSEC ops and model security as your highest ROI investment. Takeaway 2. AI supply chain vulnerabilities affect 73% of enterprise AI applications. Dedicated tooling is essential. Takeaway 3. Traditional SIEM and SOAR are blind to AI-specific attacks. Invest in specialized detection capabilities. Takeaway 4. Training data leakage and privacy controls require privacy-enhancing technologies, not just traditional DLP. Takeaway 5. Frame AI security to the board as business enablement and regulatory compliance, not threat prevention. That's the strategic framework for AI security budgeting in 2026. Remember, it's not about spending more, it's about spending smart. Build your budget around threat likelihood and business impact, not vendor hype. Frame it for your board as enablement and compliance, and you'll unlock the funding you need. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.